Blog Talk Radio.
Music. Now, it's called about all the performances I do. And music, when I started out when I came to Southern California, pretty interesting. I did a lot of shows on public access. You know, my voice wasn't as developed, but I was practicing in front of the thousands. I did perform at clubs and San Fernando Valley, but I performed in West Hollywood, Hollywood. I performed in Burbank. I performed in North Hollywood. I pretty much performed in within a 20-mile radius, you know, Woodland Hills. I performed in Canoga Park. Santa Monica. I was in Santa Monica. So that was, it was eventful, but you know, a starving artist, it was very difficult because I wanted to do my best. A lot of things that I didn't realize about vocalizing was that I had to relax the voice. I had to drink tea with lemon and stuff. I didn't know that when I started out. So if I had training, I went to vocal training to train for as a rock and roll vocalist. So it was eventful to sing. But my most memorable part was on the Sunset Strip when I performed at the Coconut Teaser and places like that. Had a lot of fun. Felt accepted in the West Hollywood area at Sunset Strip. But and my other eventful performances was with the jam band. We did, you know, we performed a little parties and stuff, but we made up songs. They're really good songs, you know. That was a time where I was I released a compilation, LA Music 2003 or 2000. So I got these guys together. We got together accidentally. We were just jamming. We just led to one another, and then we. It was fun, you know. Did public access again, you know. Now, the one of them, I was really silly. I was screaming, you know, sounded like Axl Rose, which was an influence. Now, if you hear my recordings, it's not, you don't hear the influence, but the screaming, and I was having fun, and, but, you know, it was a jam. But the most important thing is I had to do vocal training. Lots of vocal training for a long time to be a rock vocalist. I was also trained to be as an R&B singer accidentally because I said, I want to be a rock vocalist. And then he's training me to sound like boys. And I'm like, I want to, you know. So rock and R&B, I was trained in that part. But I was more trained, you know, rock vocalist. So I had to really sing and hit those high notes. It was eventful. It was tiring because going around performing in front of others is, you know, the performance is the easy part. Except, you know, you're on stage, a lot of people looking at you. It's like, oh, because I'm a naturally shy person, you know, but I did my thing and that was that. And I liked it. But the problem that I had was, you know, I wanted to make it in music and wasn't getting anywhere but at that time. But, you know, I was honing my craft, you know, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed performing. But the problem I really had about it was the preparation. Sometimes I had to drink tea with lemon. Sometimes I had to dress up, glitter. You know, put on a lot of makeup. There was one performance in Burbank where I put so much makeup on my face. It was at a time where I was just like, whoa. So it's like, gosh, I had this weird costume on and I was just like, that was that. You know, those were some good times. I was into the performing. But, you know, singing my singles like Outkast and singing, what was it? I sang Forever at the time, you know, it was fun, you know. But, you know, as being a performer, I got booed. I got booed and I yelled and I walked off and some people disrespected me. I didn't want to perform there no more and then they clapped every song I sung. You know, they like, oh, you got a nice voice, you know. But I enjoyed the experience overall because I was honing my craft and I was in front of an audience. Because if you wanted to be a performer, like in the major leagues, you had to be comfortable in front of an audience. You had to get used to crowds in front of you. And, you know, no matter what, and you had to just memorize the song, you know. Can't memorize everything, you know, I memorize the song while I'm singing. and then enjoy talking and socializing with the audience, trying to relate to them on, you know, on an even level to bring them in. So that's an important thing about being a rock singer, because it's not just singing a song. You also, if you're going to be a rock performer, like you know, like a frontman of a group or a singer, you also have to engage with the audience, socialize, and, you know, be a spokesperson on issues that's related to the group or related to the, you know, that the crowd can connect with. So it's very, it's a lot of fun. You know, I think that if, those who are still struggling or want to make it in Hollywood or have aspirations to make it in the music industry, country, R&B, rock, pop, whatever it is, jazz, yeah, try to get out and perform as much as possible. If you want to do concerts and all that, make it to the big time, you know, it really will help, you know. Very few performers make it without doing that. I mean, I don't think in Hollywood they sign people as much like they, you know, the 80s was the heyday where they signed a lot of groups and stuff. I mean, they may still do, but I don't think they do as much unless you have a big audience or unless you have a big, a bunch of fans and you sell out the Troubadour, or if you're unsigned artist, you sell out the Roxy, you sell out the Whiskey or Go-Go. Then perhaps like Capitol or Sony or Warner Brothers will come to you. I know, you know, I don't know. Then I don't know, you know. I'm just a recording artist. I mean, I haven't necessarily, you know, I'm on my, you know, still aspiring myself, so. But it's a lot of fun to record, to perform in front of people. It's different from recording. Recording is, you know, you have to hit the note right, or when, you know, if you, you know, if your voice is not 100% or whatever, you still have to hit the note right, and it takes days to lay down tracks. And then when you're out, when you're performing live, you have to you have to just sing it right then and there. And I think it's more, it's less restrictive and more expressive. But I think live performing does give an indication of how, you know, how well a band or not only they, you know, sing or write, but how they, you know, interpret the song and whether they connect to the audience. But no matter how they can connect, everybody's unique. So, you know, they're very odd performers make it to the top. I would consider myself odd because during my time of performing, I received someone called me. My number was on a public access. They wanted a copy of my song, I mean, of my show, you know, and some of my songs. And I'm like, wow. I didn't know, you know, I thought that was a compliment because they thought I was a unique performer. So they saw me public access in Hollywood. This is a true story. I was on there singing. They saw me on TV somewhere. They said they were from San Francisco, and they came down. They were in the Hollywood area, and they saw me on TV with a microphone. And, you know, I said I gave them a copy, and they gave me some money for it. So that was the fun thing. Now, because I'm a very emotional person, you know, I there were incidents where I go on shows, not just public access, but also performances, and I just spill the beans about what's going on in my you know, whatever problems I'm going through. I'm angry about this. The world needs to respect people, you know, like this. Why is this going on, you know? And, you know, and I just use it as a setup to what the song is. You know, we can't have, you know, for example, I sung Trauma, or, you know, and I was like, you know, I went through a lot. I'm living at this place where it's going crazy, you know. I don't need this to go on in my life. I don't need another trauma. And then the music comes, and then the music starts. So that is how it is, you know. But a lot of performers do that. You know, it's just the script thing of the song, and it's telling what the song is, and that was a good thing I like about performing, is I can talk about the song and what it means before I sing it. You know, that was really good. So, you know, up and down thing, you know, there's so many performers in Hollywood, but if you're out there, consider public access, but also consider performing at clubs. You know, some people don't want me to say this, but, you know, they were karaoke clubs when I didn't have no demos, no band or anything before I reached the professional or performing. I was so shy about performing. So I went to a karaoke club and sang the tunes. That way I could get used to in front of people. But I didn't do it a lot, but not to the point where it was constant. But when I did my make my demos and then got in bands, I'm like, okay, I make my own original songs. But it helped me get in front of people. So if you're shy or something like that, or maybe that could be a good place to start. I don't know. But it's fun to perform. To make it to perform is a great thing. To make it as a dream is another. Honing your craft. Yeah, make demos. Do the best you can. Hollywood is a tough business to get into. It is. But your dream can come true. You know, I was laughed at. I was spit on. I had a lot of arguments. But most of the shows, like I say, 80% of them were very good. I just went off the stage. Went on stage and that was that. With a group or alone or whatever. It's good to express thyself. So that's all I have to say, because past performances I did in music was beneficial because it helped me become less shy and more expressive. Because I like to talk about all kinds of things and I find myself speaking out about things. But one of the reasons why I speak out and become outspoken is because I perform. Because I get comfortable in front of people. I mean, yeah, I stare at the wall, yeah. I was at the Fountain, yeah, Sunset Strip, San Fernando Valley, or wherever I was, but it was very good. Because the most important thing about it is that I wanted to go for my dream, and I went for it, no matter where it took me or how, whatever happens, I can still dream, and so can you. Good night from Dove Night.